And welcome back to Presh Reviews, because my name is Presh, and usually I would review a movie, but today we will be doing the precise opposite of a review. I'll be predicting some things related to movies for this year. Now, the obvious caveat is that the release schedule changes, and things that I thought were coming out this year could get pushed up to next year, or vice versa. Something I thought was coming out next year may come out this year. Alright. The second thing I want to say before we get started is that last year I did a biggest disappointment category where I predicted which movies would disappoint us. And in hindsight, I think this is really mean-spirited and doesn't add to the conversation. So I'm not going to be doing it from now on. I think it's alright in my year-end review to call out movies that were crap. But this category is just me judging before I see the movie and spreading unwarranted negativity about it. Wait. Let's just be clear. I have no problem spreading negativity. I'm just saying it's unwarranted on this occasion. So let's get into it. First of all, we have Best Comic Book Movie. And I include this category because, for better or worse, the defining genre of the last 10 to 15 years has been the superhero or comic book based movie. I usually give out a top 5, but there are only 4 comic book based movies out this year. And I say only 4, but when I was growing up in the early 2000s, it was like we would be lucky to get one. So saying only 4, that shows how far we've come, that 4 seems like a little bit. But anyway, the reason for this is Marvel has scaled back their productions to focus on quality over quantity, which I think is a very good thing. DC is rebooting their universe and doesn't want to green light too many things too quickly. They just want to see how things play out before they green light movies. So the only one currently being pushed out is Superman, and then we'll see how that goes from then on. Then the only other studio that makes comic book based movies is Sony. And Sony just announced that they will not be making any more comic book based movies for the foreseeable future. So just the 4 this year, 3 of them being Marvel movies, 1 being a DC movie. In 4th place I have the Thunderbolts asterisk. So Marvel has a few different types of movies. You have the Doctor Strange type movies, which are about magic. And then you have the Thor and the Guardians of the Galaxy type movies, which are about space. Then you have the espionage movies like Winter Soldier and Black Widow. And this is my least favorite genre of Marvel movies. I actually liked Winter Soldier. It's the others in this genre, like Falcon and the Winter Soldier TV show, the Secret Invasion TV show, and Ant-Man 2 that I didn't like. Added to this, I don't enjoy the characters of Red Guardian and Yelena Belova, aka the new Black Widow. I can't stand their obviously fake accents. The only character I genuinely like in this movie is Bucky, aka the Winter Soldier. That being said, I will keep an open mind going in. I don't want to bias myself before I've seen anything. In 3rd place, I have Captain America, Brave New World. So similarly to the Thunderbolts asterisk, this is an espionage movie. So it really sucks that they're doing 2 in 1 year, but it is what it is. Yeah, the reason I give this movie the edge over the Thunderbolts is that I actually like Sam Wilson, the new Captain America. And based on the trailer, he'll be fighting an interesting villain in the Red Hulk, which seems like a mismatch on paper, but I think that this is a misdirect. I believe that the Red Hulk and Captain America will team up to fight a bigger villain later on in the movie, possibly the leader. But again, I try to avoid spoilers on movies because, you know, I want to go in and experience it on its own, right? The film also stars Harrison Ford as the Red Hulk, who I enjoy a lot. You know, obviously, Harrison Ford holds a esteemed place within nerd culture. Obviously, being Han Solo, Indiana Jones, Rick Deckard, you know, the list goes on. I say the list goes on, but does it go on? What's another nerd-type movie he's been in? The Fugitive? Probably not. But anyway, sometimes he just doesn't give a shit, right? He will drop a stinker and not give a fuck about it. Other times, when he does give a shit, he's really terrific. So I'm hoping that he gives a shit about this movie. In second place, I have Superman Legacy. So 2 points. Number one, if you know me, then you know I'm a huge Superman fan. And two, I'm a James Gunn fan. I like all of his movies except Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But the trailer rubbed me in the wrong direction. Our first look at Superman is of him having been fucked up and left for dead in the snow. Superman is supposed to project strength and power. Why? Because when the chips are down and all hope seems lost, you look to the sky and you see Superman, and you start feeling calm because you know you're in good hands. He brings hope to the people. I'm not saying Superman should never be beat up and hurt. I'm saying that this should not have been our first exposure to him. That being said, I'm still excited for the film, and like the Thunderbolts asterisk, I'm keeping an open mind about it. In first place, I have Fantastic Four First Steps. Now, I'm not particularly fond of the Fantastic Four, and the director has only directed one movie before. So why am I so excited about this? So you know how I mentioned that the different genres of Marvel movies? This one seems to be a groovy space adventure, and that's something that I've wanted for quite a while, right? The second reason is that the Fantastic Four have some of the best villains, and the reported villain in this movie is Galactus, who I'm excited to see. In the 2007 movie Rise of the Silver Surfer, they made Galactus into a large cloud, and I thought it looked awful. I want to see a large man with a silly hat eating a planet, and I think I'm going to get that, this year. Hoping for the best, right? Then, our next category, the biggest box office. And I understand that this is a bit unorthodox. People find it odd when I talk about the box office results, but I actually find it very fascinating which movies are popular and which movies fail. So I'm including this category for that reason. Not before I start, but aside from a few exceptions, we should always assume that a kid's movie will make more money than a movie aimed at adults. Why is that? Because adults go by themselves to the movies. But with a kid, you get two tickets because the parent has to accompany the child. That's why I'm choosing The Bad Guys 2 in fifth place. The first Bad Guys movie came out during COVID and still made $250 million. Now that it's a known brand, I think it will do very well at the box office. I'm predicting around 750 million. I don't think it has the juice to hit a billion, but I'm willing to be corrected. Then I'm choosing Elio in fourth place. It is not a known brand, but it's made by Pixar, who are the highest grossing movie of last year with Inside Out 2. Elio obviously won't come close to Inside Out 2's total because that was a sequel to a very popular movie, but I do expect it to do high numbers because of the Pixar brand. I'm predicting similarly around 750 million. In third place, I have the live-action Lilo and Stitch movie. Similarly to The Bad Guys, Lilo and Stitch are a kids' franchise and is a known brand. Added to this, these live-action remakes make gangbuster money for Disney. The live-action Lion King was the second highest movie of the year, only behind Avengers Endgame. So the year it came out in 2019. Only behind Avengers Endgame, which was, a culmination of 20 Marvel movies, right? So that's a phenomenal result. I'm predicting it to hit a billion or come very close to a billion. Now, in second place, I have Jurassic World Rebirth. Original Recipe Jurassic Park was the highest grossing movie of the year it came out, and for a time was the highest grossing movie ever made. Jurassic World was the second highest grossing movie behind The Force Awakens in the year it came out. For some reason, people seem to go crazy for dinosaurs. I personally don't like these films, but they are very popular and I think it will make over $1 billion. And in first place, I think this should be obvious, but we have Avatar 3, Fire and Ash. If I were a betting man, I would stake a large amount of money on Avatar 3 making the most money at the box office this year. The two previous movies in the franchise both made over $2 billion. I don't know if this one will hit $2 billion again, but it's making over $1 billion easy. Now is the biggest surprise of the year. So first of all, I'm using the word surprise in a positive sense. Secondly, for it to be a surprise, there needs to be some negative connotation for the audience going in. This category is where I highlight some movies that may be better than we expect. So in fifth place, I have Snow White. The reason there's a negative connotation is that there's a right-wing smear campaign going on against this movie. I wish I could explain this in more detail, but I haven't and I won't look into this stupid bullshit, right? In 2025, I'm choosing to value my time, and it's really not worth it to go into whatever bullshit they are talking about, right? But that's why the general public may be against this movie. But my personal negative opinion towards this movie is because I think Gal Gadot is an awful actress, and she plays the queen in this movie. The reason I think this may be better than you think is because Rachel Zegler is a great actress and singer. I saw her in West Side Story and I thought she was really good in it. Secondly, the screenplay is written by Greta Gerwig, who I enjoy a lot. I think that she will inject charm and humor into this movie through the script. In fourth place, I have The Monkey. The reason that there's a negative connotation is because I hated Long Legs. I thought the story was awful and I didn't enjoy the acting in the movie either. And the director of Long Legs is the director of The Monkey. His name is Oz Perkins. But the reason I think it may be better than you think is because there was some cool shots in Long Legs, and I think Perkins is working with a better script than he will produce a better movie. And the story is written by Stephen King, who is a master storyteller. So, I'm not excited about this movie, but, you know, I think it may surprise some people. Then in third place, I have The Smashing Machine. The reason there's a negative connotation is because I believe that The Rock is an awful actor. He more or less just plays the same character in every movie, except for two times when he showed a little bit of range. Richard Kelly's Southland Tales and Michael Bay's Pain and Gain. The director of The Smashing Machine is Benny Safdie, who is one of the Safdie brothers who made Good Time and Uncut Gems. And you'll also remember him from Oppenheimer. He is the, I think, Russian scientist, right? Perhaps Benny Safdie can get a good performance out of The Rock, but I think even if The Rock sucks in it, it'll be a great movie because Benny Safdie is a talented director. In second place, I have the movie Materialists. The reason there's a negative connotation is because Dakota Johnson is the star of the movie, and she has been in some rubbish movies like How to Be Single and Madam Web, and she is seen as a bad actress. Additionally, it also stars Chris Evans, who has been in even more rubbish movies like Ghosted and The Gray Man, and is seen as a one-note actor. The reason I think that this movie will be better than you expect is because it's directed by Celine Song. She made the movie Past Lives, and all three of the leads got acting nominations in my year-end rap. I think that she can bring a good performance out from these two underperforming actors, as well as Pedro Pascal, who is the third lead. Then, in first place, I have Begonia, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. The reason there's a negative connotation is because I really didn't like his previous movie, Kinds of Kindness, and his movie before that, Poor Things was poorly received by the general public, and, you know, only a handful of people in Hollywood liked it. That's why it was nominated for, I think it was nominated for Best Screenplay, I think. Whatever the case is. The reason I think it will be better than expected is because I love all of Yorgos's other work, and I think he will bounce back strongly with a better story. It also has an excellent cast with Jesse Plemons and Emma Stone as the leads. So, I'm excited for Begonia. Finally, we get to the main category, which is my most anticipated movie of the year. In fifth place, I have Mother Mary, directed by David Lowery. David Lowery directed my favorite movie of 2021 called The Green Knight. It featured gorgeous practical effects, excellent acting, and is expertly directed. Which is why I'm excited for this movie, which I've read examines the relationship between a fashion designer and a musician. So again, I don't want to know too much about the movie, just if I do know about it, it's just the overall premise. I don't want spoilers. In fourth place, I have Untitled PTA movie. PTA is Paul Thomas Anderson. The movie doesn't even have a title, and I don't know the plot, but I'm still anticipating it because PTA is one of the best directors of his generation, and he directed my favorite movie of 2007, There Will Be Blood. Not every PTA movie jives with me. For example, I didn't like Licorice Pizza, but I always respect the craft of a PTA movie. He's an incredible director. Then, in third place, I have Mickey 17, directed by Bong Joon-ho, who also directed Parasite and my favorite movie of 2003, Memories of Murder. I've gone through his entire filmography and he has several other bangers. In addition to this, one of my favorite working actors, Robert Pattinson, is the lead of the movie. I don't know the plot, but it has something to do with cloning. In second place, I have Eddington, directed by Ari Aster. Now, unlike the previous three directors, he hasn't directed a movie that was my favorite for a particular year. He's been very unfortunate because Bo is Afraid was beaten by Oppenheimer, Midsommar by The Lighthouse, and Hereditary by Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. But that being said, he does have the highest average rating out of the previous three directors, partly because he's only made three movies, so it's a small sample size, but I'm still excited, and again, I don't know the plot of this one. And in first place, it should be extremely obvious if you listen to the podcast, but I have Avatar 3, directed by James Cameron. James Cameron has directed my favorite film of the year on four different occasions. The first was in 1991 with Terminator 2, which narrowly edges out JFK for my favorite of the year. The second time was in 1997 with Titanic, and there was no one close that year. The third time was in 2009 with Avatar 1, with Inglourious Basterds coming close, and finally in 2022 with Avatar The Way of Water, with Decision to Leave a very close second. So yes, I believe that Big Jim and I are going 3 for 3 with Avatar movies this year, and he will get his fifth film as my favorite of the year. Right, thank you for listening. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like, etc. Importantly, it needs to be a 5-star review. Please tell a friend. Tell that friend to tell a friend. Tell a family member. And yeah, goodbye. Au revoir.